Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Before Dr. Horowitz leaves us in 30 minutes, he'll be back with us later this week for more information. Look at the cover of Newsweek, The Case for Killing Granny. And then it's this very sick story selling how it's a wonderful right to die and how the government's keeping people from being able to die when that's what they want, is to euthanize people. And then sickening article after article worshiping bankers and how they're like celebrities now because they've created tens of trillions in fiat and bought everything up, and the rest of this Newsweek is drug ads. I mean, it's one big, incestuous, disgusting group of scum. Dr. Horowitz, continuing with your affidavit.
Yeah, so, again, the British links. I mean, you've got to see, realize also when you do the history.
Dr. Horowitz, do we have you on speakerphone?
Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. You know, the same thing, when you start to look at the Partnership for the City of New York, the connection to the royalty of Europe, I mean, literally the organization was chartered by the British royalty. And so you begin to realize, wow, it's no accident that John Robertson, who's in the National Institute for Biological Standards and Control in the UK, told the World Health Organization, as the chief supplier of viruses for influenza and influenza vaccines and the chief tester for the World Health Organization of blood that have, of people who have been vaccinated with H1N1 vaccines, that the deal in America is far better to advance this agenda. He also said, this is James Robertson and Dr. John Wood, who are partners in the world's leading experts in this field, and that they stated clearly that they would prime the populations with H1N1 or whatever pandemic flu was coming. They would prime them in advance, and so that's what we are looking at with the Mexican flu outbreak and the H1N1 that circulated. It was a laboratory-sourced virus, and that's not unusual in history. In 1977, the swine flu that broke out, and then also that was 1 year after the mysterious, probably military experiment at Fort Dix, which again led to the initial swine flu fright and the hideous Guillain-Barré disease-inducing vaccination campaign back in 76. That was a laboratory-sourced virus. Says who? Says the New England Journal of Medicine a couple weeks ago. So you've got to really take a clear look at who's pulling the strings between Rockefeller and the royalty of Europe.
And I want to spend more time on this because you said this 3 months ago on the show. It's since come out in UN documents we covered last week where they said, so that people are get better immunity when we give them the vaccine, we'll release these simulant viruses into the population. What does that mean?
It means that they have genetically engineered viruses, such as what we've talked about, a combination of swine flu from 1918. It was the Spanish flu from 1918 with a swine flu with a genetic sequence of the avian flu from Asia.
But they just calmly announce, like it's no big deal on the WHO's own website, the UN, that they're releasing this stuff.
Yes, and that was made clear additionally in a recent World Health Organization release, a press release, to gain publicity to help allegedly ensure people that these vaccines are safe. They actually said the same thing. That they're releasing new mock-up files, they call it. See, they don't even call them viruses anymore. They don't want people to be alarmed, so they call them new names. The new terminology for viruses, laboratory mutated, hybridized combinations, recombinants, are mock-up files, biosimilars. These are the types of words that they're using that basically keeps people ignorant about what they're really doing.
And they just do it right out in the open, so if they ever get caught, they say, yeah, we admitted we did. It's like Silverstein says, yeah, we pulled Building 7, gave the order and watched the building come down, and then no one's supposed to discuss it. Stay there, Dr. Horowitz. Let's continue.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cal Bend Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cal Bend Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cal Bend Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cal Bend Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to clear the phone board. I apologize to those that were holding from earlier. You can call back in, go to the front of the line. We'll clear the board again later. I want to clear the board for five questions, five callers for Dr. Lynn Horowitz. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Only on the flu. That's coming up in about 10 minutes. And we're having backup throughout the week. We got Dr. Blaylock coming on, Dr. Tenpenny coming back on, Steve Quayle coming back on. We're going to be covering this intensely as the attempts at forced inoculations begin. And so Dr. Horowitz is just touching on key points here, key points there. Go to fluscam.com. We have it also mirrored up at InfoWars.com, the PDF and links to his site. Go read the entire close to 50-page affidavit for yourself if you care about your family. Look at the points he's making because they began the fear-mongering in January. We had emergency managers and journalists on saying the government's getting ready for mass graves, martial law, in the fall for flu. And we said, folks, we've never seen so much military personnel being put in place. I believe they wanted to use this in the fall to pass their health care agenda, their eugenics agenda, their banking agenda, and to use it as a political cover. Then in April, we learned it was really at a level 6 when the first scare started. I got secret documents from the state of Texas, posted those. Months later, it was confirmed I was right. Dr. Horowitz separately confirmed they were going to level 6 in May, early May. That was later confirmed 2 months later. And so what we know is when we see them line up, prepare, get ready, already start the vaccine lines, of these genetically engineered cloned viruses and virus hybrids, that's the telltale sign. Just like when Dr. Horowitz saw congressional studies of mailing weaponized anthrax through the mail 2 years before 9/11, he started saying they're going to launch an anthrax attack. Because once you study, big operations have to be prepared. And even if they're secret, the physical manifestation, the buildup of the petrochemical, pharmacological, military-industrial complex system is manifest in front of you, and if you're watching it, you can see it. Dr. Horowitz, continuing, sir.
Well, you got to look at the companies that are involved here. All of the six companies that are producing the vaccinations have intimate connections to the principals, the chief suspects, the chief genocidalists, Rockefeller. You're looking at Zuckerman. You're looking at, as I mentioned before, the connections to the royalty of Europe. You're looking at Michael Greenberg, who is the clinical research developer for vaccines at CSL Corporation. The people also, he was with SmithKline Beecham. These are the organizations that are advancing now the research with Rupert Murdoch's organization in Australia and advancing these vaccinations that so sadly contain these not just mutated viral live viruses, man-made laboratory creations, but the poisons, the squalene, there's the products that are being produced by CSL, it's called MF59. The interesting, another little piece of incredible information is that America's chief AIDS czar, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases, that's your premier infectious disease organization in the United States, Dr. Fauci has been the principal promoter of people getting the flu vaccine. He is intimately connected with these organizations. He's on the take profiteering. He's got a co-patent. He's a co-patent holder on the ingredient, interleukin-2, IL-2, within the MF59 adjuvant. It is, again, links to AIDS, to HIV. Stunning, another stunning revelation. Baxter Corporation actually is producing their vaccine, not in chicken eggs. They're using African green monkey. Baxter is one of the most hideously untrustworthy biotech companies and vaccine manufacturers in the world. Why the European governments have primarily used Baxter for their vaccines is absolutely malfeasant. It is
and expanding, Dr. Tenpenny says that some of this flu vaccine is being grown on dead baby retinas.
That may be. I don't have that document to say that, but I definitely have the document that shows that they're using Vero cells. In fact, I did a interview following a Baxter representative in Spain yesterday, and that they admitted using Vero cells, which is the African green monkey, that Dr. Hilleman on the Internet, I posted a YouTube segment where Dr. Maurice Hilleman from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, and that company is hideously implicated also in this global scam.
Well, let me stop you. I've got a lot of nexus points I want to throw at you here.
Sure.
It's clear we're going to have to do more interviews in the next 2 days. This is so big. Baxter separately mixed the weaponized bird flu, quote, by accident at 14 different labs in Europe. There was then, the London Telegraph reported, a secret company. They've indicted all the government officials that were involved in Poland. A large percentage of the homeless they gave it to, saying it was a regular flu vaccine and paid them to take it, died. That's London Telegraph. But when I talked to you last time, you're saying you don't believe it's Baxter that did that. It was another company. I mean, this just goes on and on. Then we have Gardasil, and now they're having to admit what you said 3 years ago, that in the trials it was killing young girls that took it. And on top of that, Bild.de, the biggest newspaper in Germany, is reporting with top scientists in an article titled, Does Virus Vaccine Increase the Risk of Cancer? And it has top scientists in Germany, virologists, saying that it has live cancer viruses in it because it was grown in monkeys.
Exactly. Exactly right. And Baxter is heavily implicated. The company that I was referring to in the United States issue was Novavax, which now has been bought out by one of the other major large H1N1 flu vaccine manufacturers called Novartis. And so, yeah, but when you get to the heart of the beast and you see literally all of the fingers of the octopus emanating from New York City in this partnership, this trust that David Rockefeller and the royalty of Europe control through their main money managers and media manipulators, Rupert Murdoch on down, you begin to see what we're really facing here, a total scam. The whole thing shall fall apart as everyone, if everyone were simply to take this information, to read the affidavit, send the affidavit to law enforcement, to begin advancing the objections and the injunctions that are basically now obviously needed.
Because you believe this is the path to victory, you told me privately, that it will just educate everyone about what's happening so the establishment may not move with this operation if they know the jig is up.
Well, here's what I'm going to predict. Again, I'm going to stick my neck out, and I pray that I'm not right. I pray that I'm wrong. But you see, they're so heavily invested, and they already have lost because it just came out in PubMed. I just posted it on fluscam.com on the latest news page. You can read it. You can link right to PubMed and see the study where only 47% of doctors surveyed, that's medical doctors surveyed, would take the vaccine because the rest of them, the vast majority, are not going to allow it because of what you and I, what our colleagues all over, Dr. Tenpenny, Russell Blaylock, all of these heroes out there have been telling the truth, and the doctors now are picking up enough of the information to say, hey, I don't trust this for my family, myself, or my patients. So we've already won the majority. Now what I fear is that because they are so heavily invested in population reduction, population manipulation, and that they're going, and this whole investment in biotech, what they're going to do is just like they did with 9/11. They're going to pull it. They're going to probably, if again, my hunch is right, their only option is to loose something that's going to cause a local outbreak in a city such as L.A. or potentially even New York. And the mass media is going to jump on it. They're going to say we've got to issue mandatory vaccinations now. Sorry, folks. I know I said Barack Obama's going to say sorry. I know I said it was going to be voluntary. But under the circumstances now of this urgency and people dying, we've got to make it mandatory. Now you've got all the other pieces of evidence on
your
desk.
Well, they're already telling medical workers in New York and Europe and places they've got to take it. And they've already are trying to pass federal and state laws saying four quarantines under level six. We're going to have forced inoculations. They've been drilling the military and police the last few years for that.
Well, that's exactly right. And this is the intelligence that you're receiving. I'm confirming. Others are confirming. So we're really looking at, again, the urgency is we'd like to be able to not have anybody show up to get vaccinated. But, again, that's not their agenda. Their agenda is to intoxicate and enslave humanity to drugs. It's very clear. Simply, if you watch the indoctrination taking place through the mainstream media on prime time, for a 60-second ad for drugs, you get 10 seconds of side effects, not because they're compelled by law, because they want to shape the attitude, the culture, the
culture. Tell me if I'm correct from your perspective. They knew Gardasil would kill people in the trials. They put it out, wanting to set the precedent that people die and nobody gets in trouble, and we just accept it. And they know the flu shot's going to kill and maim. Their own CDC documents say that. And then the Reuters had an article saying, yeah, millions are going to die, but people are going to say it's the vaccine, but it's not going to be the vaccine. So they're really just testing soft-kill weapons out in the open, seeing if they can get away with it.
Right. And they're also totally suppressing all the alternatives. Total gross negligence. They could be recommending vitamin C. They could be recommending vitamin D. They could be recommending the silver hydrosols. OxySilver is a perfect example. Total suppression. Instead of heralding the natural things that are low cost, no risk, highly effective alternatives to all of these hideous toxic waste that they're administering, they could be advancing true.
By the way, that's not just you. I've had scores of medical doctors on that just say 30 minutes of sun every day is way more powerful than any antiviral or vaccine.
Right. They just want to poison us and make money off of humanity's suffering.
Well, we're designed to be in the sun, just like a plant. I mean, we need sun, correct, doctor?
Absolutely. And I don't believe in sunblocks. I never use it myself.
Well, it's pure aluminum. We'll be right back with Dr. Lynn Horowitz and your calls.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is the end.
Dr. Horowitz has big breaking news either tomorrow on the show or Thursday, but he'll be with us at noon central tomorrow for another hour to get more into his affidavit and new developments. Right now, let's take some calls in this segment and the next. Then I have a guest coming on for about 10 minutes about government taking blood at warrantless checkpoints. That's coming up. Then I'm going to spend the whole last hour with your calls on the flu and the police state. Charlie in Texas, you're on the air with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. I was only calling to inform you that here in Texas, it's actually the Seton Network, or maybe I shouldn't say that. I happen to know someone personally.
Seton Network of Hospitals. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I know someone that's being forced to take the both shots that they're going to have available, or three shots, or whatever it is, or lose their job.
Yeah, they're quietly all over the country, and it's even been in some newspapers, ordering them to take it with no law. Dr. Horowitz?
Right. You have a religious and spiritual exemption. One of the attorneys we're working with is Alan Phillips. If you go to fluscam.com, you'll see a banner of his book, Vaccination Exemptions, his principal support now and instruction, and it's been ours. You know, I've been advancing the only ministry in the United States that's standing against the federal government as well as the state of Hawaii on our religious exemption. It's the only thing that we have available to us that really works, says Attorney Phillips. So you might want to just check out that book. It's an excellent book. It's a download off of fluscam.com.
And he needs to demand the law. There isn't one. Okay? They corner them quietly. They make them take it. It's absolute tyranny. They can tell their boss, look, just squirt that in the trash can then. Look, look, Obama's saying nobody has to take it, but all over they're telling police, firemen, and medical workers that they have to take it. Again, more lies.
Yeah. Well, again, it's official malfeasance if you have an administrator in a higher position that is compelling you to violate the United States Constitution, the First and the Fifth Amendments. You have freedom of religion, and it says both in Old and New Testament. In fact, here's what I would recommend. On the publisher's website, tetrahedron.org, Alex, you might want a link to two files. They're to be stapled and attached to your vaccination exemption form that you must demand from all of these administrators, from the docs, from the hospitals, from the school administrators, whoever is demanding that you get vaccinated. Staple a copy of two documents. One is called Vaccination, the Ungodly Practice. The other is called What Jesus and Moses Would Say and Do About Vaccinations and Tuberculosis Skin Tests. Those are available in the vaccine folder of tetrahedron.org.
All right, let me stop you, Dr. Horowitz. Let me stop you because I want to get to some of the calls. Charlie, is this a nurse or somebody you know that works there?
Yes, sir, I do. And as a matter of fact, one of the reasons I called, it doesn't look like she's going to be able to get out of it. She's been there for 15 years, but... Well, I was going to ask the doctor.
But, I mean, how do they just order her like a slave to take something? I mean, can't she say, well, Obama says I don't have to take it. Can't she go in there with on a DVD with a video of the president?
Well, possibly. The reason I was calling is if she can't get out of it, what can she do after the fact that may help her? Is there anything that, if you have to take the shot, is there anything you can do to, I don't know, expel it from your body or help?
Yeah, you're talking about now detoxification. We urge people not to get there, but if you're forced to, the best detoxification remedies, I would highly recommend you check out what's on healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com has a product called Zeolite, not Zeolite. It's a far advanced generation beyond Zeolite, which is the standard medical chelation therapy. You want Zeolife, Zeolife.net is the website. If you use that, is the best all-around detoxification agent. And if you also use what's been standard, the Stanley Burroughs Master Cleanser, the alkalinization of the blood, the bentonite clays to remove heavy metals. These are the types, and then the homeopathics, great homeopathics now, good homeopaths have been developing to help purge the toxins out of your body. So then there's the bioenergetics, the approaches that have been suppressed, like OxySilver.com has been suppressed. They're after all of these alternatives, and they don't want you to have them because they want you to be poisoned.
Dr. Horowitz, the caller's trying to pop in with one final comment. We're going to come back and jam in a few final calls. We've got to let Dr. Horowitz go. But what are you trying to say, Charlie?
I was only trying to say is I'm a longtime listener, and I do have some silver solution, but I can't get it.
That's good to have. Everybody should. Everybody should.
But let me just say this, because we've got a break. Obama says you don't have to take it. He does that to make you feel good. And behind the scenes, they're telling school kids, they're telling teachers, they're telling police, they're telling firemen, they're telling nurses, you got to take it or you're fired. It's criminal, it's color of law, and for God's sakes, it sounds like your wife's already taken. But God bless you, sir. We'll be right back. Final segment with Dr. Horowitz. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of elements may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
I tell you,
when
we stop asking questions, is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Horowitz back up for an hour with us tomorrow. We got another guest coming up in 5 minutes. I want to quickly go to Craig, Tim, WC, and Bryant, and they'll be back with us tomorrow to talk more about what we know the flu vaccine is doing to people and more on his affidavit calling for a criminal investigation. Just an amazing thing that Dr. Horowitz has done. Craig in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead, Craig.
The swine flu killed about 10 people in America up until May. You know what the count is now?
Close to 1,000.
In America?
They're saying on the media that a couple days ago I saw the number of 800 and something. Doc, what's the best number you've got on that?
I think it's certainly less than 800, but I don't believe any of it. Quite frankly, the flu itself, you can't – how can you say that this particular thing caused this person to die? What about all of the immune suppressants that they were on? What about their lifestyle? What about all the cofactors associated with someone dying?
It's almost always people that are in bad shape. All the babies and stuff dying have been on heart machines, have been almost dead, old people that are almost dead. They even admit that 36,000 number every year that die of regular flu is totally blown out of proportion.
Totally. So it's really a complete specious report. And who's it coming from? Rupert Murdoch? Ketterman? Rockefeller crony? Chinese who control the mainstream media. So you can't trust it. I would forget it. I don't worry about stuff like that. Not if you've got all of the alternatives.
Sir, do you have any other points, Craig?
Well, it's just that it was 10, according to MSNBC, and the Gardasil vaccine killed 32 and made over 700 seriously ill. So
that's a lie. It was much, much more than that. The Gardasil is killing these poor little girls who were taking it, and now they're going to give it to boys. We knew that it would cause cancer. And the other thing is, like the swine flu vaccines, think about this. They've only got 6 weeks to test it. Well, what about all the autoimmune diseases and the cancers that take months?
Well, no, they're going to say the mega flu outbreak was caused by flu when it's going to be the vaccine.
Exactly. That's the vaccines are what's going to be killing people. It's always been this way as long as I've been studying it for 15 years. Vaccinations are the number one genocidal weapon being used for population reduction by Rockefeller et al.
By the way, I didn't get to this with you, but tomorrow we're going to cover it. The Times of London Billionaire Club in bid to curb overpopulation, a secret meeting of Rockefeller, Gates, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, and others involved, including people from News Corp, meeting in secret to decide on a plan to reduce world population. And it's the same corporation in New York that funded this meeting. And this was in May 24th of this year. Thank you so much. One more call, then I'll get to WC and Brian. Everybody else, flu calls after our next guest leaves us in about 15 minutes, who's holding right now. Let's talk to Tim in Texas. You're on the air with Dr. Lynn Horowitz.
Yeah, hello, Alex and Doc. Back in 1976, I remember getting a flu shot. It was the first time something like that had come out, and they obviously didn't know what they know now about the stuff. A few days after that shot, I got so sick with the flu, I don't even remember 10 days of my life. Ever since then, I don't remember having the flu. I know for a fact in the last 15 years, I have not had the flu, and it has been all around me. Have I built up a resistance to it thanks to that shot back then?
No, actually, you should praise God for the fact that you're still alive. I would say, first of all, 65, maybe 70% of the people who get the flu shot get horrible flu. And so it's actually causing what it is that's supposed to be protecting.
Hey, my mother never got the flu and was sick for months when she took it about a decade ago. Didn't your mother die from a flu shot?
Yes, my mom passed away from Guillain-Barré, which the governments of the U.S. and the U.K. have just alerted the neurologists from these countries that they should be aware of skyrocketing cases. I mean,
and then meanwhile, Reuters, in a story Friday, says, oh, there's going to be millions of regular deaths after you take the flu. The flu shot didn't do it. Reuters is mass diagnosing everyone, saying there are going to be millions of deaths. But did you see that article, Dr. Horowitz?
I haven't seen that Reuters do one. But see, again, Reuters is controlled by the same people. I'm telling
the British.
You. But Glocer. Thomas Glocer, check him out. He's one of the Rockefeller partners in the New York
State. Okay, listen, we're going to talk about this more tomorrow. And after the next guest is off, folks, I'm going to go back into that Reuters story. They're getting everybody ready for deaths and saying it's going to be no big deal. Thank you so much, caller. Dr. Horowitz, we'll talk to you tomorrow at noon Central, 10 Pacific. God bless you. Everybody should read your affidavit at fluscam.com. We also have it linked up on Infowars.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Bye.
Okay, there he goes. And I apologize to Andrew B. Einhorn. We had him earlier set for the start of the show, but this big flu thing getting bigger and bigger in the news and the talk of forced inoculations, you heard people calling in with their nurse wife being told she has to take it or she's fired. That has kind of taken over the news here. I'll be covering that exclusively next hour and continuing with your phone calls. But right now, Andrew B. Einhorn, an expert in the field of statistics and strategic communications, environmental management, public health. And I saw him in a piece in Russia Today, headline, Road Police Blood Tests Are an Act of Rape. Texas passed a law where they don't even need warrants to take your blood. The feds paid the state to do this. And I wanted to get his take on this. I mean, imagine in World War II, if the Nazis would have had roadside checkpoints taking people's blood under the guise of DWI with no warrant. This is getting insane. Mr. Einhorn, thanks for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me, Alan. I appreciate the time.
You bet. In your research of this, what was it like to discover this was going on?
It was pretty mind-blowing. I thought we were past this sort of era of big government, if you will, at least of invasive practices of big government. I should amend that. And as I mentioned in my editorial on MyGov, it seems like this is a clear violation of a number of our amendments, you know, the Fourth Amendment.
But it's for the good. We've got to stop drunk drivers, even though Prozac drivers are twice as dangerous and texting drivers are twice as dangerous. But again, oh, we've got to get rid of the Fourth Amendment and have $15 million fines for garage sales that sell a recalled toy or desk. It's just all about getting the average... Again, tell us what's happening around the country from your research, how the feds are financing this, what's going on.
So it's a pilot program that started about 3 weeks ago, run by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. What they're doing is they're training police officers in lobotomy, being able to take blood draws and doing it at the station in a mobile blood unit. They can call to the scene of a suspected DUI.
Total federalization right there is a total violation of the Tenth Amendment.
I think a lot of lawyers would definitely argue that it goes against any self-incrimination law and a deprivation of property without due process of law, property being your blood in this particular instance.
Did you know that if you read the real documents, the older ones, this is a plan for a national DNA registry just to train you to have the idea of police out taking blood?
I did not. I was not aware of that. But,
anyways, go ahead. So the feds are training the locals to take blood. Go ahead.
So the two programs that are happening are taking place in Idaho and Texas, and although a similar program has been going on for about 14 years in Arizona, and believe it or not, 2 weeks ago, the Arizona State Supreme Court ruled this unconstitutional, yet the Fed is going ahead with their pilot program in other states where the state constitution, basically, according to
that's right. I first remember seeing this on the air when I first got on air 13 years ago in Tucson, the Daily Star, and my listeners couldn't believe that police were taking blood at checkpoints. Go ahead.
No, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, if you think about the implications of this just merely from a health perspective, it can make your kind of hair on your back stand up in terms of, you know, using unsafe needles, potentially forcibly taking blood, meaning that you have a potential suspect who's thrashing around in their seat, and the officer also being potentially exposed to any bloodborne pathogen, as well as the suspect who, you know, and I use that term suspect to mean someone who either may or may not have had any alcohol at that point. This is really up to the officer's whim to determine what probable cause really means, because they do not need a court order to draw your blood. So it really leaves a lot of power in the hands of a few, and anytime we see that, we see potential for abuse.
Absolutely. Again, completely unconstitutional. Here in Texas, in fact, let's just play that clip real fast. Here is a clip of local news saying, yeah, you don't need a warrant anymore. You don't need a warrant anymore to take blood. And then, but it's only if the kid's in the car. It's only if you've had a DWI before. It's only... But a year ago, it was we're going to have fake rubber stamp warrants. Now it's no warrants. And a year from now, it'll be, oh, it's just DNA we're taking, just like they do in England. Here it is.
Our top story here on the Nightbeat. A little-known law, which goes into effect in less than 2 weeks, will allow a lot more blood draws across Texas. The Nightbeat's Shelton Green is live on North Mopac with details. Shelton?
Tyler, starting September the 1st, police across Texas won't need a search warrant to draw blood from people involved in one of three situations after a crash. Number one, if you injure someone in that crash, or number two, if you have prior DWIs, or number three, if you have a child in your car at the time of the crash. So in other words, blood can be drawn even if you're not suspected of driving.
All right, that's enough. No more warrants in America, and it's just a positive piece for it. And the feds are financing this, a total violation of state law. Go ahead, Mr. Einhorn.
I absolutely agree on this front. I think it's, you know, as I mentioned before, it's a clear disconnect between what people are really wanting and hoping to do, and that's getting drunk drivers off the road, and the reality of the situation and how the program would be executed and all the potential for problems. Outside, of course, of simply the legal argument that it's illegal. And I can't imagine that this will go on for too long. I think if we all do our jobs as journalists, it shouldn't. But, you know, it's sort of one of those unbelievable scratch-your-head type cases where you're thinking. And, you know, if you go and there's a really long account on Oh My Gov that they responded to, the editorial from someone who responds traumatized in Texas. And they give the account where, you know, on September 4th, they went through this whole process, and it was a woman talking about one glass of wine that night and watched as all her personal rights were stripped from her, and she was put in prison, and she was grabbed and forcibly stuck with a needle, all without knowing what was going on, and horrified as 8 police officers and staff sat around and laughed and thought that it was funny.
Well, and this is training police to be medical officers for forced inoculations, for quarantines, for extracting DNA. Did you know for 36 years in the United States, England, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, it's an international secret agreement, now declassified. It's been in the Austin American Statesman. Blood is taken secretly at birth from babies and put in a DNA database. I guess they're guilty of drunk driving, too?
I haven't heard that. I'd love to read something about it.
This is a larger program to get medicalized police out there at checkpoints, and now you've got your kids with you. Now they take you to jail for not wearing seatbelts in Austin and in surrounding areas, and CPS your kids for you not wearing a seatbelt, even if it's in your neighborhood, and then they take your kids on the spot and then try to keep them.
That's news to me.
Did you hear about the $15 million fines for selling anything with lead in it or that's been recalled at a garage sale?
No, I haven't yet.
I'm not kidding. Guys, pull up the Fox News article. It's also AP. Absolutely. Feds take... In fact, I covered it last night. It's here in my... here in my stack. Well, tell us about your website, ohmygov.com.
Sure. OhmyGov is a government news provider that sort of exposes the good and bad that's happening within the federal workforce and the federal government. We have a very specific focus of trying to find the things that work and the things that are broken. This particular story obviously fits into the latter category of things that are broken. And we have a little bit of a humorous bent to keep things moving along at a slightly faster pace, but some of the issues that we come across are certainly less than funny, and I think this one fits that category.
Well, where is this going? I mean, from your research and perspective, are they? I predict they won't even stop taking blood warrantlessly at checkpoints, because I've seen other state rulings in Arizona previously over the years, and they don't stop, and they've expanded taking blood.
Well, I think the problem, or the core of the problem, goes back to 1966, in which the Supreme Court ruling deemed it constitutional so long as the blood draw was based on probable cause and that the suspect was, in fact, intoxicated, you know, that it was done after the arrest and that it was executed in a medically approved manner. Problem is, all those things are really pushed to the envelope of the definition. You know, what is a medically approved manner?
And the doctors and nurses have been refusing to take the blood without a warrant, and so how can it be medically approved? Is a police officer now a medically degreed MD?
Of course not, and they go through a week and a half of training for this. And, you know, anyone who's been to the hospital or even a doctor's office and had a blood draw knows that, you know, a nurse with 15 years of experience might still stick it 3, 4, 5 times before they grab a vein. Now, this is someone who's been training for a week and a half. How apt are they actually going to be on all the different procedures, on the latest, you know, techniques and keeping the needles clean and properly labeling your blood sample so that when it goes off to the lab, comes back for analysis?
Oh, yeah, these are the police, famous for framing people. I wonder if I can go to the police to get my appendix out now, since they're medical doctors.
Well, it might be cheaper if the federal government is funding it, right?
Mr. Einhorn, here's the article. New government policy imposes strict standards on garage sales. Violators caught selling anything on the enormous list face fines of up to $100,000 per infraction, up to $15 million for related series of infractions, 2 years in prison. How's that sound?
No, it sounds terrible. It's sort of more of the same, you know, the same token here. The stuff keeps coming out, and I think I sort of wonder where it originates. On the back of someone's brain, it's a good idea, but along the way, there should be a number of people that stand up and tell them that this is not right, that this is unconstitutional, that, you know, this is simply a bad idea, that this is going to be problematic, and ultimately, this is going to make you look foolish as the story comes out.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Einhorn, we appreciate your work at ohmygov.com, and anytime you got anything you think is interesting, email us or send your story over. We'll link to it. And we appreciate you going on Russia Today and speaking out against this. The Russians are more free than us in many respects now. And but the good news is, I think the people are starting to really wake up that we're in trouble and that a serious police state's being set up by the feds and the private corporations that have taken over the federal government. Do you see people starting to wake up, or what's your take on that?
I certainly see a lot more people getting involved in government and getting more active and following and tracking the various stories that are happening. But I think that there's still a degree of naivete among people, that they don't really realize that sometimes people's personal interests are not put the same level as those interests on the national level or political interests. And despite scandal after scandal, we see a lot of faith still remains in the hands of those with the power. And sometimes if that power is unchecked, problems will arise.
Yeah, it certainly would. So we better get fired up and serious about it. Andrew Einhorn, thanks for joining us.
I appreciate your time.
You bet. Take care, buddy. All right. I'm going to cover flu. I want to hear from police. I want to hear from military. I want to hear from that fellow whose wife's a nurse here in Texas at Seton, saying you got to take the shot or you're fired. I thought Lord Obama said nobody has to take it. If he tells you one thing, it's the other.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar power generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun.
When I start the next hour, I'm taking one call after the other. Your police, military, nurses, being told about quarantines, how you've got to take the shot. That's in the news. We're getting calls. That's happening. But then Obama is separately saying, don't worry, you don't have to take the shot. Everything he's ever said is a complete lie. Bill Clinton was a big liar, but nothing like this. George Bush didn't really, he lied about a lot of stuff, but more often than not, just threw it in your face. Total deception. So that is coming up. I also want to let you know about a few of the sponsors that have made today's radio show possible. One of them is Akola Blue. Their deal to get 20% off on their best-selling unit ends tonight. 20% off on the Akola Blue if you use the code Alex Jones on their website, lowercase Alex Jones. 20% off on your order today. Atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water, 7.5 gallons a day. And it goes through reverse osmosis, carbon filter, and five other filters. No chemicals, no pollutants. Neutral pH stored in and illuminated with an antifungal, antibacterial light. AcolaBlue.com, 20% off today, and the deal ends for the next month. AcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. AcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com. Also, Diginet Mobile DVR. I want to tell you about Diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net. Everyone should have one of these. They've got great little pins. One button you hit, it records video and audio. Great for court. You know, when the police stop you, great for whatever you need to protect yourself. This unit is a video and audio recording device disguised as a pen. They have a bunch of other in-car units, a whole bunch of other systems at diginet.net, or give them a call at 888-344-6681. You never know when you're going to need this. Just get it. Sits in your car with a battery in it, waiting, very easy to use, very inexpensive because they sell in such volume. diginet.net, diginet.net, or 888-344-6681. And finally, for sponsors, New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. And I don't claim to be a doctor. We've got a lot of medical doctors on that say these different types of silver compounds are so good against viruses and bacteria. So check out the info they have on the site at supernaturalsilver.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, check them out or go to the banners on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Today, that's supernaturalsilver.com to see what this new technology and silver solution can do for you and your family. Sunshine, healthy food, lots of vitamin C, garlic, but also silver. Again, ladies and gentlemen, check them out today, supernaturalsilver.com, supernatural silver, one word, supernaturalsilver.com, or visit their link on Infowars.com and see the studies for yourself. And in closing this hour, it's now shipping out, been shipping out since last week. I consulted on it. I'm in it. It's the best all-around film on the real FEMA camps, the martial law takeover, Northcom, Brigade Homeland, all the things that are happening. Camp FEMA, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can get Obama Deception or the new film, New World Order, discounted when you get it with Camp FEMA. We have all sorts of other combos and specials. We're slashing all of our costs and prices just to get these videos out to people, have viewing parties, show them to people. Camp FEMA is an out-of-the-park, powerful film you need to have today. That's Camp FEMA, available at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Your call straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.